Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thank you so much for coming down. Really appreciate it. Insane in the Membrane podcast.
Insane in the Membrane is back for another live podcast recording on Sunday, the 23rd of February.
I found that through humour, people open up and we have a laugh. And I really appreciate you coming down and doing this.
This is an intimate live show with comedian Rich Wilson and very special surprise guest in front of a small audience at the Pleasance Islington. In fact, you are so close to the comedians, you could probably lick them.
We can have a laugh while we do it. I think that's what I'm trying to show with the podcast.
Insane in the Membrane live at the Pleasance, Sunday, Feb 23rd at 7:30 p.m. Just £5. Nearest tube, Caledonian Road, Piccadilly Line. Dead easy, no excuses.
You did great, Rich.
Thanks, Bob.
You did
well.
Great.
Thank you.
Click the link in the show description for this episode on your podcast app or go to pleasance.co.uk.
What do we do now?
I don't know. I think that's it. Thanks for coming. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Insane in the Membrane.
Hello and welcome to another edition of your favourite podcast, Insane in the Membrane.
Insane in the Membrane.
Hello. How are you? Once again, we're here to have a chat about all things mental health. I hope you're well. I hope your mental health is in fine fettle. Before we begin, we've got a couple of shout-outs. One is Insane 5 Stars, a podcast about mental health that doesn't make you want to switch off and self-harm, but is funny and engaging. The sound on the earlier episode could be better, but I am glad to have just stumbled on this and downloaded all of the episodes. Subscribe, and you might even find out about moisturising too. And that was from Fatboy Swabs. Thank you, Fatboy Swabs. Yeah, the original ones, I did them on my own equipment, and I didn't know what I was doing. That's why they sound rubbish, and producer Paul wasn't around to guide me. But producer Paul came on board. That's why they sound amazing. Thank you for that, Fatboy Swabs. We've also got Always Personal and Makes It Relevant. Richie, notwithstanding his growing success as a milk tray with a Peaky Blinders edge styled comedian. What?
You've actually got the cap on as well.
I've actually got the cap on as well. Producer Paul. Yeah, okay. Yeah, cool. I'll take that. This podcast continues to push the deemed boundary on mental health whilst keeping it both brutally honest and self-effacing to bring out the best in his guests. Keep up the good work. Thank you very much. Winners are grinners. That's 5 stars from you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you to everybody that's been messaging, and thank you for all your wonderful tweets and all the things you say. It really means a lot. Thank you very, very much indeed. So this week, I was joined at Comedy Central. Thank you again, Comedy Central, for allowing us the space in your wonderful HQ. I was joined by Alistair Green. Alistair Green is a comedian, and many of you might know him from his videos on Twitter. He's a very, very funny man. When I first met him, he was actually called Al Stick. But now he goes by his own name, and I've wanted to get him down for a while because I just think he's just, every time I've seen him, he just really makes me laugh out loud, and you'll hear why on the podcast. So without further ado, please welcome Alistair Green. So it's nice to see you again. It's been a while. Well, I dropped you that message because I saw you when we lived around the corner from each other.
Yeah,
and I was in the shopping precinct in Lewisham.
Oh, I've just remembered what you're going to say. Yeah. I totally forgot about this. I was actually really anxious about this.
Really?
Yeah, I felt really bad about it.
It was really funny.
It was really funny. I didn't care that much. I was sort of shocked. I mean, you should probably say what it is, actually.
When you were, I was walking through the precinct in Lewisham, and I had like TK Maxx bags or something like that, and I got this text, I just looked at my phone, and it was you, like, it was like, bin shopping?
Yeah,
or something like that.
Yeah, someone's already creepy. Yeah,
someone's been TK Maxx.
Yeah,
and then I laughed and was like, "Where are you?" And you wouldn't tell me. And then I went, And we used to meet up, we'd meet up for breakfast a couple of times, me, you and a couple of others. I'm like, oh, do you want to meet for breakfast tomorrow? And you went, no. And that was
I feel terrible at it. Although, in my defence, if you were carrying a John Lewis bag, very different story.
You're a carry bag snob.
I don't remember that at all. Yeah, I think probably what had happened was I replied and said no as a joke.
Yeah.
And then probably I was going to, you know, text straight afterwards and go, I'm only kidding. And I forgot to do the bit that would have made it all right.
Imagine you went around doing that. You thought,
I'm just going to play jokes on people and then forget to rectify them. I'm just going to text my mum and call her a prick. And then a minute later go, no, only kidding. You only do the first bit and forget. Why have I got no friends anymore?
Why am I alone at Christmas?
Yeah. So I'm like, what's going on?
I'm really funny. I don't know why people don't want to be around me.
Well, I'm in a bedsit on my own on Christmas Day. So why don't my family respond to my text anymore? Go through your old messages. She's got fuck off, dickhead. Hope you die. Oh, I forgot to do the joke. I don't believe it.
And then you try. Oh, Mum, sorry, no, I meant...
Yeah. 3 years later. Only joking. Imagine that the longest joke ever. It's alienate someone for 20 years. 20 years later, you send another text going, nah, that's only a joke, mate.
And all you get back is new phone, who this? Yeah. From your own mum.
Yeah, yeah. But what I like is you've gone to some sort of elaborate trouble here to set up a podcast to spring this on me.
There you go. Talk about elaborate jokes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not even recording, mate.
Yeah.
This is nothing. We're videoing it, but we're not recording.
Oh, God. Yeah, I do. I only remembered. And the worst thing about that was you told me by tweeting it to me.
Oh, I did, yeah.
On Twitter, you went, oh, do you remember when... Do you remember when I asked you to meet up and you told me to fuck off? I sort of panicked. I think I probably, out of panic, liked the tweet and ignored it, which is my usual thing for any criticism. Really passive aggressive. Like the tweet and then just pretend it didn't happen.
You delete your account.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was because you'd made a joke. It was a joke about something else.
Yeah.
Of a similar vein. And then I went, it's about you. I can't remember what the actual tweet was, but it warranted that. It's like, do you remember when...
And the worst thing was that incident that you claim took place happened about 4 years ago or something.
It's even more than that. Jesus. 4 or 5.
Yeah, well, I apologise for that. I don't remember that.
It's all right. We've known each other a few years. We're not like, we don't hang out and things like that, but when we bump into each other, it's always funny.
Yeah.
Well, I remember coming back from a gig, me and you bumped into each other on a train at London Bridge and just pissed ourselves for fucking ages. And I can't even... We were just talking bollocks. Mm. So I think you and I have that sort of relationship. Right? So when you messaged me that, and I went, I was folded in half, laughing my head off.
Okay, that's good.
So yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
And but you've come so far. Look at you now.
Yeah.
Your videos, did they stem from you just sitting in your flat on your own talking?
Yeah. It was just born out of boredom and living alone. Yeah.
Because you're always posting videos of yourself on your own in a pub or having a curry on your own.
Mm.
And is that true? Is that you? Was that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think most people probably do that a bit.
Yes. I agree.
Yeah, it's just fun. It's just funny, isn't it?
It is funny.
Going through a current. I used to go through a thing where I'd go to a place in Whitechapel and I really liked doing it on Sunday lunchtime. It just feels like quite an incongruous thing to do, to go for a curry on a Sunday lunch. I'd go to the same place and, you know, they got to know me and stuff like that. Yeah, it's good.
Having a Sunday curry.
Yeah. And then there was one day a waiter said to me, I ordered the same thing I always had there. And he goes, why you not come with family and stuff? And I went, what do you, I was like really shocked by it. I went, what do you mean? And he started laughing. He went, always on your own, and walked off. And I thought, fuck this, I'm never coming back to this place of shit.
Went to the Alistair Green School of Comedy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's, do you like being on your own? Do you find it, are you comfortable with it? I had this conversation this morning with someone and they said, do you like your own company?
Yeah.
And I said, I do, but I know, because I know there are people to go back to. Do you know what I mean? So I don't mind being on my own with that knowledge.
Yeah, I have that, but no one to go back to. It's not through choice. Yeah, I don't have a choice. So I have to, deal
jokes.
With it. Yeah. yeah, never. I suppose people. I find people quite irritating after a while. I suppose you know what I mean. Like too close proximity to people is a bit much.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. So you just you don't like being amongst. You like being on your own. And
yeah, I don't. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, because it's. Yeah, because it's funny. The way you post about it is really funny.
Yeah.
But because I know you, sometimes I'm like, oh, I wonder if he does really want to meet up.
Yeah. No, just to clarify that, no. Absolutely not. I thought I was clear in the text. Obviously not.
Well, you go and find the moodiest pub in South London.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Go and sit in that.
Yeah. Well, I do this thing on New Year's Eve where I always go out on my own. And just go around, try and find the worst pubs I can find.
Right.
It just makes me laugh. It's just a funny thing corner. To do. Yeah.
Well, you are very, your observations are bang on. Your videos are brilliant.
Thanks.
So is that what it is? Like being on your own so you can just take the piss and people watch?
Yeah.
Because you are very, you do, Jade and I have said this many times, it's like your observations are bang on. And it's a credit to you. It's really, really funny. So I imagine sitting in shit pubs.
Yeah, maybe it's that. I've not thought about it. But I mean, the videos mostly are just things I say to myself in my phone. You know, I'll say something into my. I'll switch it on and start talking some shit, and then
it's brilliant.
And then it'll be something.
There's my favourite one is the song, is the Halloween song.
Oh yeah,
and because I play it to people and people go. What does this mean? Okay, it doesn't mean anything.
So weird. Yeah.
There's no reason for it.
No, I thought of that in a bath. So it started.
It's spooky story.
Yeah, spooky story. And I was in the bath, and I just, you know, when you just hum to yourself in the bath. And I think at the back of my mind, I was thinking about my niece likes scary stories, but she calls them spooky stories. She goes, Uncle Al, can you tell me a spooky story, please, please? So I have to, and I swear, I go, because I don't know any, I'll tell you later. And then basically just to get her out of the room so I can quickly Google scary stories for kids. And then I remember one and then tell her and just embellish it a little bit. But
brilliant.
Half the time I go like this, I have my phone in my other hand. I pretend to be reading the news. I go, yeah, I'll tell you. I'm literally reading it off my phone, and she can't see. But I make it a little bit serious. If my sister's there, she goes, if she wakes up screaming, you're dealing with it. Because like, it generally terrifies her. But you know what kids are like? They want to know it. You know?
Yeah. She's eight,
so she wants to be scared.
Oh, I should love that.
Yeah.
I remember watching the first time we watched The Thing with Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't stop watching it.
Yeah. I watched that the other night. It was on TV.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah.
I watched it again and thought, this is still brilliant. I don't know what it is. There's something about the aesthetic of that film that it just holds up as quite sort of raw and...
Yeah.
I don't know.
They've just found 45 pages of the original novel.
Oh, right.
And they're going to... because it was in like the 50s or something, wasn't it? And they're going to remake it with that.
Is that right?
Yeah, exciting.
I didn't know that. Oh, right.
Yeah, exciting.
Oh, wow.
I love being scared.
There already is a remake of The Thing.
Yeah.
Because I watched that a few years ago on television and it's atrocious.
It's absolutely
appalling.
But like you say, there's that thing that the original, well, not even the original one, the one with Kurt Russell, just has a feeling about it that you can't replicate.
Mm.
And the last one was a bit, they tried too hard.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, this needs to be shit around the edges.
Yeah. And it looks stupid. I mean, the old one, the monsters do look stupid, but it's weirdly scary still.
That one, the bit with the head, when the head comes off.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
Or when his hands get chopped off in the gut of that thing. It's horrible.
Yeah. And then we wonder why we're all full of anxiety.
Yeah, right. I've got a bad habit, actually, watching things like that late at night. Okay. You know, if you channel hop.
Yeah.
I always seem to rest on a film that's horrible.
Gonna disturb you.
That I've seen a million times.
Yeah.
Like any alien films or anything like that, I'll see it through to the bitter end. At 2 a.m.
on your own.
I don't know why. I know what's going to happen. I know what...
It's funny, isn't it?
Weird.
I will never see, and I have not seen, a human centipede.
Same.
I've not seen. Same. I don't need to see any of them. Even I had like Empire magazine or something for a bit. I remember like the middle pages were about that film, and I had to throw the magazine away because it was so horrific.
Yeah.
Just the story of it.
Yeah.
It gave me nightmares as a grown up.
When that film came out, for about 3 months, Matt Ford was texting me nearly every day going, please can we watch The Human Centipede? Please, come round, we'll watch The Human Centipede. I was like, no, I don't want to watch it. I remember I was working in the Royal Observatory at that time when that film came out. I was like working there for a summer or something like that, I can't remember. And I remember reading about that film and a review said it's... Where they've come up with this idea is it clearly comes from, what's his name, Mengele or the death camps or human experimentation or something very dark about the premise of the film. And I think the doctor in that film is German or something like that. And you always sort of read something and then you just disappear into this Wikipedia black hole.
Yeah.
And I just, I mean, I won't go into details of things I've read, but they were awful. I was like, what actually did Dr. Mengele do? And then I ended up in that. Ended up at like, and then this different one, like a Japanese torture camp called Unit 75 or something like that. And all this various like horrific things that people have done to each other. And I remember coming to work, and I got to bed about 5 a.m. I come into work the next day, and my mate Rich looked at me, I was like pallid, like gaunt, just leaning against this wall. And he went, what's the matter? And I said, I stayed up till 4 Googling Nazi human experimentation. No good reason at all. I don't know what that is, like knowing the depth of humanity or knowing the worst things that people can do. I did it again the other night. I must stress, I've only done this twice in my life. I do it every night. Go, right then, bit of Googling.
Hot chocolate on?
Yeah. I watched a film called Bone Tomahawk. Have you seen that film?
No.
It's a notorious film. It's a sort of Western, but there's one scene in it that's notorious, which is horrendous and involves dismemberment. And I was Googling the film because I was like, it's such a weird film. It's got Kurt Russell in it. Mm. It's a Western. It's quite odd.
Oh, I know of it.
It's sort of made by this auteur guy. I've forgotten his name now, but... it's something tonally, it's quite weird. I like it, but it's quite odd. And I was Googling it, so I was like, how did this film get made? This guy's come out of nowhere and made this film. And then you start again. Wikipedia is terrible for that, of clicking on the highlighted words.
Oh, yeah.
So I was straight into dismemberment. Yeah. You know, that was 2 hours. Historical, you know, through history, the things people do, like tying people to two trees that bounce back and ripping them off and all this stuff. I was like looking at these old wood carving drawings of like various tortures and things like that. There's nothing on this podcast we can use.
Yeah, we'd have to do a contained explicit material on this one.
It's parental guidance. Insane in the membrane.
This will send you over the edge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I probably like 5 minutes ago, you're going, why do you spend so much time on your own? I don't know. I don't know why I haven't got more friends. Texting me, do you want to come round? Just Googling dismemberment.
I've got these new knives.
Yeah.
They're not linked.
Yeah.
Not linked at all. But yeah, pop round. I can't look at things like that. And especially this week has been the Holocaust. So it's been reading some of the stories about that, and you're like, I can't, my brain can't process that at that level of evil. Like, you imagine you're just sat watching a bit of telly and then someone comes around and goes, yeah, you got to go. You go,
yeah.
Well, why? I'm done. It doesn't matter. Go.
Yeah.
Because just because of your nationality or your heritage, you know, like that, I can't comprehend it.
Yeah.
It's insane. And so I've been lost in those holes where you go Googling and looking at, and you're like, I cannot believe that there's that level of evil in the world.
Yeah.
It upsets me that it does exist.
And then there's also, about that, it's like, do you have a responsibility to read about that? How much should you read about that?
Yes.
What is your moral obligation to learn about this? You know, because I once said this to someone, like, how much news should you watch? You know, I don't mean about the Holocaust. I mean, in general.
In general, yeah.
You know, if you wake up, what do you do? Do you know, you look at the headlines in the morning, this thing's happening, that thing's happening. How much should you look at it? You know, during that day, what do you do? Like, I don't know how I keep abreast of news anymore. I don't watch the news, but I seem to consume a lot of news.
I think Twitter.
Yeah, there's probably.
A lot of time
yeah.
on Twitter. That's where I get all my news from.
Right.
Which is probably why I'm really ill-informed.
Yeah. Well, you think the Holocaust happened.
Yeah. But
just to clarify.
To any listeners, we're not. That's not what's happening.
We're not Holocaust deniers.
That blows my mind that people do that as well, deny it.
I think it's just part of general...
It's like flat earthers, isn't it?
Yeah, it's conspiracy. It sort of makes you feel important, doesn't it? It's literally the worst thing. It's the worst thing you can say, isn't it? It didn't happen. You know, immediate attention.
Yes.
You'd be guaranteed retweets if you did that. Yeah. You'll get the worst kind of people, but you've not said something anodyne. You've said something controversial.
Yeah.
You're going to be validated.
You're going to have the validation.
You're an edgelord. Yeah. Take that, snowflakes. Take that, Greta.
Oh, man. I was with someone the other day, and their mum and dad were telling me how much they don't like Greta Thunberg.
And I'm like, why?
They went, she just wants us to all live in mud huts.
Right.
And live off the land. And I'm like, it's not quite what she's
saying. I had a conversation about her the other day with someone else, and I was saying most people's views that I disagree with, I understand where they're coming from, but I disagree with it. You can understand the mindset of, say, homophobia, racism, all that stuff, where you go, you're wrong, but you can sort of understand
the impulse. Where it comes from,
right, because that's how you sort of tackle it. But with that Greta Thunberg thing, I was like, what exactly is at the root of it? Is it misogyny? What is it about... At worst, you go, I don't believe in climate change. Just let it get on with it.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit? But how does it affect you if you go, I'm a climate change skeptic. I don't think any of this is real. Just ignore it then.
Yeah.
Why do you have to go, I'm going to destroy this bitch? Like, what? Who cares at best?
Yeah.
Why does it affect you? And I was talking to someone about it. Someone said to me, that Greta Thunberg thing is a generational thing whereby... She's from a whatever you call that generation Z or whatever it is, and to older people, it's invalidated their life up until that point, in the sense that they said, well, everything you've done is wrong. You've polluted the planet, and that's the only explanation I can think of, is that it's a generational thing rather than a.
And I think there's an envy as well of youth. I see comedians doing this at gigs. Like, they'll come on, they go, young people, bloody young people. You know, there's nothing wrong with young people. The only thing that's pissing you off is that you're not young anymore. That's what this problem is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't know nothing. You know, neither did you. You still don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I think there's an envy of the youth. You know, they realise they're nearer to the grave than Greta Thunberg is.
Yeah, that could
be. And now she's telling them they've got to be buried in a wicker basket.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm sort of on their side now. Now you've made me realise. Yeah.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah.
This is what this is all about.
This is how you do it.
But they're going all out to try and find faults with Greta.
Right.
Like, there was a bit, there was a photo of her on the yacht where she was going around from one place to another. And they obviously zeroed in on different bits in the background of the photo. And there was a plastic bottle on the side. And someone went, oh, look at that. Plastic bottles. See, you're not one. And it's like, she's at sea.
Yeah.
She's probably used that bottle a million times to drink and piss into.
Yeah.
So it's shut up.
Yeah.
But they're trying to find anything just to try and show that she's not this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's madness.
Well, maybe break down that idea of her being the morally righteous person or in some way exposing that. Plastic bowl.
And it's a kid. You go, it's a child that you're bullying.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah. She's not even eating her own shit. Oh my God.
That's what they want us to do.
Yeah.
Sit around eating her own shit.
Yeah. But it's become also a binary argument, a two sides argument as well. All this thing, it gets absorbed into a bigger cultural war between two sets of people. Like Greta Thunberg, you see a lot of people call her like woke, snowflake, all this stuff. I don't know what that is. I don't think of myself as woke or any of that stuff.
No.
Because I don't really... do you know what I mean?
No. But you're aware. You're socially aware.
Right. I'm not saying I'm racist. Like, I'm not woke. Fuck that lot.
Fuck the Holocaust.
And
other people that are...
Yeah, let it go as well. Fucking hell. No, I just mean the way that you... If you hold a remotely, you know, any sort of viewpoint, people go, oh, God. bit woke, isn't it? If yes, you go, oh, yeah, you know.
Well, you're shining a light on their insecurities, maybe.
Right.
If they feel in any way that you're sort of more, you're more well-read than they are in any, you know, measurement. Mm. They might feel a bit insecure and go, oh, he knows, he's reading things. Oh, I don't read things. Oh, I hate him.
And everyone thinks they know everything now.
That's the other thing.
Everyone's
as well. Yeah.
got an opinion about everything. Like, you can't say, I don't know anything about this. But 99.9% of people do not understand, like, the European Union or some, you know, something as complex as that. No idea.
None.
I have no idea.
No.
It but it's amazing how many people go, I used to stand outside Parliament Square when it, before Brexit, on the lead up to Brexit, it was a really interesting place where you could meet people and there was tons of people protesting there. There was Brexit people, there was Remain people. But if you stood there for more than like a couple of minutes, someone would come up to you and go, I remember a bloke coming up to me, stood next to me, he went, what do you make of all this then? And I said, what do you mean? And there was all people with flags and all that. He goes, well, I've read this thing, right? And I'm not political. I've read, and then he just went into this thing, like telling me about this. I mean, it was bollocks what he was saying, but, but he felt the need to say it. And not just from that side, Remain people do it as well. Like these silly little sort of berets with an EU flag on it had come up and go, oh, well, I think this and that, blah, blah, blah. Mm. There's a thing about English people, and I don't know if it's always been there, where they want you to know what they think.
Yes.
Like, it's very important that you know what I think about this thing. Mm. I've never seen you in my life. I'm going to walk up to you now. It's only in Parliament Square. You never do that in any... You imagine anything as mad as that? Just walking up to someone going, I'll tell you what I think. I think it's because everyone's there.
Yeah.
Is there for the same reason.
Yes.
And everyone there has got an opinion on this thing.
Yeah.
On this one thing.
Yeah, you wouldn't wander up in Tesco and go,
yeah,
my thoughts on the EU are this. Yeah. What? I just want to buy an apple, mate. What's going on?
Yeah.
Do you like me at?
Yeah.
EU, innit?
Yeah. Yeah. My favourite bit of that story is you've gone into Tesco's to buy an apple. Typical snowflake. Oh, he's eating an apple. Hypocrite. Don't even make sense. No sense to it at all. He's eating an apple. Oh, my God.
Oh, he's polluter. One of them ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, my brain couldn't think what you'd buy in Tesco.
Yeah.
I just went, but apple.
Also, it makes the anecdote too long if you go... Yeah, just did Tesco buying an apple, set of bananas. You need some carbs. You need some carbs, obviously. Pasta, oats. The anecdote just goes on.
Just a shopping list.
Yeah. Set of bananas.
Set of bananas.
Like Lego.
Like Allen keys.
Oh, my God. You sent that banana anywhere? No, why? I've got bleeder radiators.
Oh, doing that old joke. No, these aren't Alan's bananas.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Oh, mate.
You pleased to see me, or is that an Alan key in your pocket?
Oh, God.
Remember when we were talking about the Holocaust?
Yeah, we were.
That was a laugh, wasn't it?
Yeah, we've come so far. Oh, blimey. See? And you were saying you felt anxious today. It's all gone away now. You feel fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know that stems from, because some I have days I forget, like we were talking about it being a bit healthier, about watching what we eat and like you were saying, like I start off early in the day, I'm brilliant, like,
yeah,
porridge for breakfast and a banana and this and that and the other, and then by, it's like the sun goes down and I become like a food werewolf and potty.
Yeah.
And just go, I'll have a Mars bar and 20 rounds of toast.
Yeah, right. It's constant discipline, isn't it?
Yeah, constant.
Yeah.
But it does I said it yesterday, I'm like, I feel anxious and I don't know why.
Yeah.
I couldn't put my finger on it. Yeah. And then I'm like, oh yeah, I've had 4 cups of coffee today. And that's knocked me for 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that with any food now, any type of food, certain types of food now, I go, I can't do this anymore.
I think, yeah. And then that puts pressure on yourself because then you're like, oh God, no, I can never have normal milk again.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, but I love a cheese sandwich.
You know, like people of a certain generation, like my mum would do this. We'd be out somewhere. She'd have like a piece of cake or something at 2 in the afternoon. And I'd say to her, how can you, I can't do that. Because I'd be like, by 4 o'clock, I just want to top myself. Yeah. I'd go, not because I ate the cake, just the sugar slump of like, I've got that much guilt. I ate that scone. This is it. Hello, is that Samaritan's?
It doesn't matter what way I had the jam and the cream. That's not what we're talking about.
Yeah.
it's the slump. I know. I go to Bar Italia in Soho quite a bit, and I was in there once with someone. We just having a laugh, and we just sat in there chatting, and we kept ordering coffee. And I went up again for one more, and the guy, he took my hand, and he went, "You've had four."
Yeah. Went, well, the guy who runs it.
Yeah. Because he knows they're strong.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? You got a point. And I remember going on the train, going home. With one, I was just pressed up against the glass.
Yeah.
I was like Joey and Friends. It was all raining. Yeah. Just like, yeah. What's the point in this? After four coffees.
Yeah. 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 No, I'm the same. It's a lethal, drug, coffee.
Yeah.
I said one in the morning. Little one, whatever you call them, little espresso or macchiato, something like that.
And it's espresso, not espresso.
That's right, yeah. Oh,
it drives me mad, that.
Yeah, it makes me angrier than the Holocaust. We've got to stop doing
got
that.
We've got
to stop it.
Whenever someone says espresso.
Yeah.
Pacific.
Yeah.
I know these are well-trodden ground, but
yeah,
come on, man.
Yeah.
Espresso is the one.
Yeah.
Makes you want to just lean against over the counter.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear that a lot, espresso, yeah. No, I think it's one of those ones as well where it's sort of passed into public discourse to the extent that no one corrects you if you say it.
Yeah, like, it doesn't sound wrong. Yeah.
Also, if you're working in the service industry, you work in a coffee shop, you're not going to say to someone, "I think you mean espresso." Like, you can't do, you can't.
Yeah, what
someone's
do you know, mate?
You.
Yeah. What do you know? You kind of get my name right.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want me to pay you £2 for the coffee or not? Yes, please. It's espresso then. That's what I'm calling it.
Now stamp my card.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have to be careful. If I've not slept much, and I go, I'll just whack a load of coffee in myself. By midday, I'm jittery.
Yeah.
And anxiety is I've talked about this on stage. There's a lot of people talk about their own anxiety. Go, I might, like, it's different to everybody else's.
Mm.
So they kind of feel that they're not special, but different to everyone.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, we've all got it.
Yeah.
And you need it, you know.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we don't have a lot of, there's not a lot of things around that are wanting to kill us anymore.
Right.
So that's why we go a bit weird now, you know?
Do you think that's what it is?
Yeah, well, Ruby Wax was saying it in her book. She said that's why we err on the side of negativity, because it keeps us alive. That bit, like, if you were wandering around thinking everything was great, you'd get run over by lunchtime.
Mm.
But if you're wandering around with that, this feels all right, but something bad might happen in a minute. Mm. And that's our alarm system. And so anxiety is a part of that.
Mm.
And so I think the problem is we've got nowhere to put that anxiety, which is what Ruby was saying as well.
Mm.
So we're all wandering around scared of everything.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's odd. I'd use the wrong spoon for my yogurt. Oh, yeah. That's me done for the afternoon.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, I think that's probably true. You probably need a certain amount, but I don't know. And there's also a guilt attached to anxiety, too. Like, really, what have I got to be anxious about?
Exactly.
Comparatively.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Well, again, like, you talk about the Holocaust, and you go, you would have heard the stories. You go, yeah, the family next door got taken away last
night.
Shit, that we might be next. Now, that is true anxiety and worry and, you know.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, I'm like, oh, no one liked my tweet. You know.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I was going to go viral, but got three likes, and one of them was my mum.
Yeah.
Lest we forget. It's the only time of the year people use that fucking word.
Yeah. Yeah. Lighting a little candle for your tweet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this time last year I did that tweet, didn't I? And no one liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mum, talk about using words that you don't often use. My mum does that. So she's like of that generation. So that, when it's Poppy Day, lest we forget and all that.
Yeah.
And then the other night, she put on Facebook, me and Colin, it's my dad, me and Colin, we've been watching the Masked Singer, and we really enjoy it. Mm. Are we becoming bubbleheads?
What's a bubblehead?
I don't know. Yeah. My mum's 66 years old.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Mine sent me a GIF earlier, and I thought, Jesus Christ.
What was it?
It was weirdly, you know, if someone sends you an image and it says GIF on it, but it was, I don't know how you do that. She'd sent me a picture of a sunset that she'd taken on her phone. And it was someone. She's almost certainly done it by accident. There was someone doing that,
like dancing.
Stuck in a, yeah. Oh yeah. You know, when it, like the boomerang thing on Instagram, like stuck in a motion like that. I think she'd probably done it by accident. She's only just learned how to. So sometimes she does this thing. She'll send a screen grab to sort of family WhatsApp and go, "Oh, anyone know how this works?" And it will be a photo of some instructions, but it'll be all blurry. Like you can't. She hasn't bothered to wait till the thing's in focus. So we go. So everyone replies going, "Well, we can't read it." She's going, "Well, just look closer." Like, and my sister's like chip in and go, "What do you mean, look closer? Look at the image you've sent." But it's weird, isn't it? She'll look at it. She'll go, "Yeah, I've looked at it. What's the problem?" You go, "Well, can you read it?" It would go on for ages.
But she's got the original in front of her, so she can't see the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's looking at the bit of paper going, yeah? It's like, "Well, I'm not looking over your shoulder, am I? You've got to take a picture of it." I don't know what that is. It's like, what can't you see?
Yeah. What are you looking at?
Yeah.
Isn't it funny?
Yeah. So it's like that with like, you know, if like older people take pictures like that with a phone, they go, "Right, everyone, get together, and they take fucking ages. Like I give someone 5 seconds for if they could take a photo, they go, "Can we just take a quick photo?" Okay, yeah, you've got 5 seconds, go. Like family members, obviously. Okay. Anyone in the street, I'm like, "Yeah, where do you want me?"
Yeah, 3 hours.
"Can I just put a bit of makeup on your mind? A bit of moisturiser."
"Come over here by this shop. The light is better."
I love the light here. Yeah. But like family ones, they go like that. And they go, "Just take loads. It's digital. Take 100 now. Press it now." But they like, "No, it's a waste." It's not a waste. What are you wasting? What do you think you're wasting?
Well, it used to be 36 snaps, didn't it? That's what.
Yeah. Well, I've got to take this to Superdrug afterwards.
"Mum, where's your phone? I gave it to the fella in boots."
Yeah. It's weird. There's a bloke in there buying an apple. Get a free set of bananas with this one.
Oh God! Oh, it's that. My mum is just. I'm not knocking my mum and dad. They're brilliant, but my mum's. So Jade put a photo up of herself in a gold ball gown and I can't remember what it was at. It was her and a couple of other people, and my mum used the smiley face with heart eyes to respond to that.
Yeah,
like sexy blocker. Eyes.
Yeah.
You block my mum.
Yeah. Block her, cut her out of your life.
I'll just do one of your jokes.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
But your videos have gone through the roof. That must be, because when I knew you, when we used to gig together, you were Al Stick. Mm. And then now you're known as the video maestro on Twitter. It's amazing.
They've done well.
Yeah.
So I think some of them just catch on to something that's going on in the news, it's just, or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think you've really tapped into something with, and I know I for one always look forward to them, and do you enjoy doing them?
Yeah. I don't give it. I was thinking, I was trying to do one today. I sort of got annoyed about it because I couldn't do it. Sometimes they take a long time to work out. To work out who else is in the room.
Yeah.
You know, metaphorically, who I'm pretending to have a conversation with.
And do you feel there's a pressure to deliver now?
Yeah, today I got annoyed because I was like, why am I doing this? It's a shit, right? Why I just don't bother? Who cares? There's a point in this. Like, I have one of those things.
Yeah. But this is the thing.
It's like once you start in a thing, though, you're like, oh, well, I just want to finish this now. I think that's the sign of like getting older as well. You go, just fucking finish it. Just do it if you write anything or do anything, like, 90% of it is, let's just get this done. And you don't want it to be shit. You know, anything you do, you're like, you don't want it to be shit.
It's you're like, oh, for God's sake.
It's like, why?
I just want to sit at home in the lounge.
Yeah. Yeah.
I actually did that the other day. I was like, I text someone and said, I thought I was going to meet up, but I've not come into town now. And I'm like, no, go. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You're going to sit here and then you're going to moan that you're sat on your own.
Yeah.
Go and meet up with this person, you knobhead.
Yeah.
It's so easy to go, no.
Yeah.
And then you just, and then you want to know and ask you to go out anymore.
Yeah, right.
You know?
But most times, staying in is better. Very rarely you can leave the house and go, well, that has worked out well for me.
Like, well, I'm glad I did that.
I think it's like, also, I said once, no good has ever come from answering the front door. Nothing good has ever. Name one occasion where you've opened the front door and go, oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Nothing.
It's you. Like,
yeah, so either it's an Amazon delivery, like, oh, why did I buy that piece of shit? Or it's like, whatever, it's someone trying to sell you something. Yeah. Or
post. Like, yeah, post now is shit.
Yeah, it makes me really anxious.
Anything,
well.
Yeah, anything posted is not good.
Yeah, no, never good.
Never good.
No.
Because all the good stuff is by email. Actual physical paper post.
Yeah. Same as phone call. If your phone rings, who's ringing? Who's ringing me? Why are you ringing me? It goes in order, like, either message me on a social media app so I can pretend I didn't see it, or like WhatsApp, I can feasibly, I've got my notifications turned off, or texting, it's like, that's a bit much, mate. Ringing me, put a dick in my ear or something. It's like, fucking hell.
Producer Paul rang me the other day, and it genuinely, I didn't see it till afterwards, but then I was like,
says it out.
I was like, right, no, because I didn't. I was, I was dry. Yeah, now, yeah. What's he fucking ringing me for?
Yeah,
but I saw it afterwards, and then, but I didn't like. I was like, oh, I should ring you back, and then I'm like, oh, I'll just message him, and then I didn't do any of it. It's probably really important.
Yeah,
because sometimes, like, I'm like, yeah, I'm like you. I'm like, don't fucking ring me, not you, Paul, but other people are like, what do you ring me for? Just send me a text, and I'll say yes or no. But
yeah, I can't think of any occasion where I'd answer the phone.
We've got really a landline because it's connected because of the internet. And Jade really liked this gold phone.
Right.
So we bought this gold phone and then she went, I'm going to connect it up. And now we've got this landline. And the other day I was in the toilet. It's about after one, I'm like, I can hear a phone ringing.
Yeah.
And it was someone ringing the landline. Oh, well, that's not going to be good.
No, it's like a horror film.
Yeah. Right? It's some prick.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to sell me a window.
Who was it?
I don't know. Didn't pick it up.
Did you do 1471?
I forgot what the number was.
So long, isn't it?
Yeah.
1471. Remember that? It's like brilliant. It's like being a spy, wasn't it? It's like really vindictive the way people do it. Wait for the phone to ring out. My nan used to do that. Wait for the phone to ring out. Come back and dial a number and find out who it is.
Yeah.
Let's get one over on you. 1471.
And then they tell
you. Get out of that. Like you sold some mystery. It's always, this number is withheld. Fuck.
That's because they did the code where you can block
1-4-1.
It.
We all know that. It's just like there was a period when people were so paranoid about phones. Everyone was going 1-4-1, so they don't know who I'm ringing. Like, literally ringing your aunt. I don't want her knowing. 1-4-1, 1-4-7-1, 1-4. Just people going 1-4-1 and 1-4-7-1. Millions of people all across Britain. Do 1-4-7-1. Press 1-4-1 before you ring them. Do 1-4-7-1. Find out who that was. Don't forget to press 1-4-1. So paranoid.
I know what it is because you don't want to talk to your nan.
Yeah. I just don't want to know I'm wrong. Why? No reason. Absolutely no reason.
No reason at all.
Yeah.
But it's true. It's all. It's fucking mad. The reason I don't like talking on the phone, I can't hear properly.
Yeah.
On the phone.
Right.
I can't hear. Like today, I had to speak to someone, and I'm like, what? Look, put it in an email, and then I'll read it and do that. So I can't hear properly.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Don't ring me.
Yeah.
Producer Paul, stop ringing.
Yeah.
Weird. Send me a picture of your dick like normal people.
I'll ring your landline. Then at least, has Jade ever heard it ring her special phone?
I think, no, I don't know. I don't know.
At least you know it works though. Now.
Yeah. But it threw me for a minute.
Yeah.
I was like, the fuck?
Yeah. That thing's working that we paid a lot of money for. What's the point in this?
It's always good.
So I don't want it for that. Let's unplug it.
Put it in the microwave.
Yeah. I thought about it as well, because I've got fibre optic, whatever that means, and it just means I don't need a landline.
Yeah.
As people, I just think like it's Virgin Media is like one of the few areas they do it. As far as I'm aware, I might be wrong in that, but I'm sort of pleased about it as well.
Not having a landline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We like not having it.
Even now, sometimes, like if you're like setting up a direct debit or something like that, or you've got to pay a fine or something, like, and is this the only number we can get you?
Yeah.
On? Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have a landline? No.
Yeah.
Not what I do now, but before, like, why would I? Who has a landline, you lunatic?
Yeah.
Why do I want to be connected to the floor?
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. And then sometimes they still charge you more because you're using a mobile.
Yeah.
Like, everyone uses mobiles.
Yeah.
You thieving bag of shit.
Yeah. There was a period, wasn't there? It was a very brief window where companies and organisations went, put an alternative phone number as well. Or, you know what I mean? Mm. What's your home number? What's your work number? It was a really brief window before they went, all right, everyone's just on mobile.
Yeah, like, who's got two numbers? Yeah, Drug dealers.
Yeah, right. I like it as well that people go, it's fairly certain at some point mobile is going to prove to cause whatever brain tumours or something like that.
But
we've sort of thought, I can't be bothered to ever land. It's a price I'll pay. I just can't. I'll take the tumours rather than have a landline. We've just sort of collectively gone, all right. Yeah.
Well, it was when I only realised last year. I didn't realise. I was listening to what's that scientist, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Right.
And he was talking about. He said microwave ovens aren't nuclear.
Right.
They are. They just vibrate the fluid in the whatever food you're cooking. That's what makes it hot.
Oh, is that
friction?
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
So I didn't know that. So
because people, my nan used to go, let's stand away from that microwave. Like exactly. Say it again, doctor.
Yeah.
What's it's a jacket potato in a microwave. She's talking about it like it's fucking Chernobyl. Stand away from that. Keep away from the jacket potato. But literally, I go like this. Stand to the side. Like that. Like it goes out that way.
Straight out.
Avoided the death ray. it only goes out that way.
Older arm gets to fight another day.
Yeah. I mean, it's literally called microwave. It doesn't make sense. Yeah, that's where waves go, isn't it? Just one wave like that.
Yeah.
It's like the sea. It just goes like that. It doesn't go sideways.
It was only last year when he said no, because people used to say, I'm going to nuke this. I'll just nuke it. But it's not.
Yeah.
Imagine how insane that would be. Now I think back, I go, you have a nuclear radiation machine in your kitchen.
Just
to warm up your beans. That's insanity that we all believed it.
Yeah, my coffee's gone cold. I'm just going to put that in the Large Hadron Collider.
Nah, there's all that dark matter. Oh,
yeah,
for God's
it's
sake.
Mad, isn't it? You can say anything. People go, oh, yeah. I fully believe it. I was like, oh, yeah. Every time I put something in the microwave, I was like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this. It doesn't make any sense.
My ex-wife and I, we didn't have a microwave for that very reason.
Right. I don't own one for that reason as well. I genuinely don't.
Yeah, because I just thought it was like this throbbing.
And despite what you just said, I probably still won't own one because why risk it?
But an actual scientist said it's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, yeah, I know. Trusting the experts on this.
Yeah.
I should just take it to Wikipedia.
Yeah. Chill out, Greta.
Snowflake.
Yeah. Oh, he's got microwave. Was it diesel?
Chuck another tyre on it, mate.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, isn't it? But then, you know, it goes back, I imagine, centuries ago when they, you know, they were talking about when cars were being invented and they were, you know, I'm having that weird shit.
Right.
Horseless carriages. Are you insane?
Yeah.
You know. So, yeah, we're all idiots.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, like, you can't... There's not much you can do about the pace of technology, but you just got to embrace it, I think.
Yeah. But that's another thing as well. We don't need to upgrade our phones every 2 years.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That's where the problems are.
I mean, you say that. There's few feelings better than getting a new phone. It's the best.
That's because we're all addicted to them.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. This isn't even the latest model. It's like an iPhone 10, but got it home. I was like, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Well, this is it. But then a couple of years, like I say a year or
it's
2 years
the
down
same
the line.
As my last one.
But then 2 years down the line, I had last iPhone was the red one. And I was so happy with it. It's red and it's sleek and it's this and it's that. But then once I busted the screen, I'm like, oh, this piece of shit. What's the point in this? That's a grand's worth of phone in your pocket.
Yeah.
you're tossing it around like a Christmas cracker.
Yeah.
Because we don't care.
I don't think, I very rarely see someone with an iPhone where the screen isn't cracked.
Yeah.
Like most people you see, a few years ago, you see everyone had little 5Cs and stuff with a screen cracked.
Yeah.
That was a thing. Like, never saw one without a cracked screen. Now... a lot more cautious.
I've got
a protector on both sides here because it's more cost effective. Because if you smash the screen, you are listening to the Apple podcast, literally promoting iPhones. I had an out of body experience and I thought, fuck am I talking about? I'm just talking about my iPhone.
It's when you were knocking it as well, going both sides.
Knuckle showing straight. Off as well. I've got a screen protector. One at a time,
knock it with your say some fanny for the rest of us, mate. When you knock it with your knuckle as well.
There you go, solid. Oh yeah, prove it. Put it in the microwave.
Get one of your bananas out.
Yeah.
It's like when people go and buy a bed. I used to deliver bedroom furniture and people would go and test... go and buy a new bed.
Yeah.
And the way they test it is to kneel on it.
Yeah.
That's not how you
people
sleep.
Have a jump on it.
Yeah.
I'll be doing this a lot. It's how I go to bed, mate.
Boy, 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 boy.
Yeah. Got a cartoon. This is great. That's what people do in films, isn't it? Jump up and down a bit. Let's get this one, honey. Jumping up and down on it. That's past the test. This is what I'll be doing on it. I sleep on the floor. Makes no sense. I go and sleep in a dog kennel outside. In the daytime, jumping on the bed.
How much? $4,000. I'll take it. Oh, man. But we used to have, it was like the last ever waterbed.
Right.
It was in the corner of the shop. And I don't even ever been on a waterbed.
No.
Any of you, producer Paul, have you ever been?
No.
No? You're of that era.
What do you mean they don't make them anymore?
No, I don't think so.
Why not?
Well, they were just so bad for your back.
Is that right?
And I remember lying on it and you can hear the water. Like,
right.
I don't know how sexy that is.
That would also really annoy me if I was trying to sleep.
Well, like, imagine if you roll up,
around.
Squelching. It's like, I was sleeping in the bath.
Did you buy one then?
No, this was just in the corner of the shop that I used to work in.
Right.
And I remember... because it was seen as a sexy thing way back in like the 70s and the 80s, I think.
Yeah.
To have a waterbed. Yeah. Like, oh, I got a waterbed. Oh, look at you and your Speedos and your kimono.
Yeah.
Is that a real moustache?
Yeah. Yeah.
Madam. And it was... it was supposed to be this sexy thing. It was horrible.
Yeah.
And then one day we had to get rid of it. I remember we had to undo the valve and let it out. It took about an hour.
Like a paddling pole.
Yeah,
that's so weird.
But it just goes to, again, underline how stupid human beings are. We have these fads and weird ideas.
I had to buy a mattress not that long ago because a spring broke in mine. And I spent quite a lot of time researching mattresses because... they make the spring coil ones, but people don't really use them anymore. Use pocket, they're called
pocket sprung. Yeah,
with the
individual.
The design, so they've got the individual pockets in it. Yeah, I'm glad you know about that. Yeah.
Well, also, there was a poster up on the wall in the shop, and it said about a liter of sweat goes into that mattress every night.
Right.
And I'm like, oh my god, the amount of secondhand mattresses I've had.
Yeah, right.
From me nan and me.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah. And they bought that in 1941.
Yeah.
That's like that's pints, litres.
I mean that's surely a waterbed.
Is that much? And the piss.
Yeah.
And the
yeah.
So yeah, if you're gonna don't have a second hand mattress.
Right. It's one of those things that if you scrimp elsewhere, get a good mattress.
Get a good mattress, mate. Pocket sprung, you said.
Pocket sprung.
Which you'd need a solid base for as well. You couldn't have that on a slatted wooden base.
No,
because then the pocket, the individual springs will go in the gaps.
Yeah, right.
So
right,
you know, you're wasting your money there.
Yeah,
you
this know. Is gold. Yeah. I'm writing this down.
You write this down. Yeah, yeah. For the key points,
it's our award entry.
Yeah.
Wait, decent night's sleep, Paul, producer Paul, is very important, and it will cut down on your anxiety levels.
Yeah,
if you sleep well. You live well.
You are listening to the Insane in the Men's Brains podcast, sponsored by DFS.
At night. This is the at night version.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's true. You must sleep. You must sleep properly. Get a decent bed.
Get a decent mattress and save money elsewhere. Don't waste money on frivolous things.
Yeah.
Decent socks.
Decent socks.
Good socks.
Good socks.
Yeah.
Underwear, important. Don't scrimp on that.
Yeah.
And then rest of the time, you go wild.
Yeah.
You know, do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Bed, socks, pants.
Bed, socks, pants. And I would add a good T-shirt.
A good T-shirt, yes. Yeah.
If you travel a lot, it's good to have a good T-shirt that doesn't need a lot of washing.
That's very true. So don't go for you want to go for your darker colours as well.
You want dark colours and you want merino wool. If you travel abroad in hot weather, trust me, you want merino wool because it's sweat wicking.
There you go.
And you don't want to wait for luggage on the carousel. You want to go with hand luggage.
Absolutely. So hand luggage every time.
Carry very few items with you, but ones that don't require a lot of maintenance.
There you go.
Yeah.
See? Listen to this podcast.
I watch a lot of YouTube videos about minimalist travelling. I genuinely do, and I find them really soothing to watch.
I'm really good at, because I've been lucky enough to travel a fair bit, and there was a George Clooney film where he was the same. He'd go, stand behind that guy there because he's a blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
He's that kind of businessman, and he's going to be this and this and this. You'll get through quicker.
Yeah.
So I do a bit of that.
Yeah,
I'm
nice.
Like, right, take your belt off before I get to the line.
Yeah,
take all my metal bits off.
Yeah.
I find that advice as well for that film. Avoid
the queues with the kids in it. Do you know what really fucks me off, and this keeps happening at rush hour, is when parents let their kids walk up and down the stairs and not carry them, two, get the tickets from the machine. There you are, darling, you can get getting his own ticket, not at 5 p.m. he's not. I'll feed him through the fucking barriers. I need to get to Preston.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sort of thing. It's like, mate, it's a time and a place.
Yeah.
And
now where they're not, like teaching them to walk up the stairs. Come on.
Yes.
It's like 5 o'clock. There's fire alarm. It's like terrorist attack. Come on. Hey, he's got to learn.
I tell you what, though. This has been happening. So it's my birthday today. 48. This last week.
Today?
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday. I didn't know that.
Mate. Right. Thanks. But this last week, I've fallen over twice in public. One, I was getting up on the stage at Vauxhall Comedy Club last Friday.
Yeah.
And I misjudged the staging. It was a bit high. And I just went bang on my face. In the front row was a female rugby team. Quality. They were very understanding ladies. Yeah. I just couldn't stop laughing after that.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, I fell up the stairs at Angel Station.
Up.
I was walking up the stairs and misjudged it and just went flat on my face.
Yeah.
And the wonderful Londoners, they get a bad rep, right? Yeah. But it's absolutely earned. They fucking stepped over me. No one offered to help the old man up. And what I've been doing, I've done this three times in the last 3 days, I am that prick that has been stood at the barrier looking at his phone.
Right.
Or on the pavement, I'll just stop, check my phone.
Yeah.
And then wonder why everyone's fucked off around me.
Yeah.
I am becoming that old prick.
Yeah.
So just shoot me in the fucking head. If you see me wandering around, just shoot me.
Yeah.
Like that guy in No Country for Old Men with a bolt.
Yeah, right.
Just walk up and do that between the eyes.
Yeah. God loves to do that. Yeah, yeah.
Is that going to be your next video?
Yeah. It's good enough reason.
Just bolt someone through the head for blocking the barrier.
Yeah, just fell over. Yeah. Put him out of his misery.
Do you like people? Are you a bit misanthropic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I like people. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't, you know. Yeah, I think so.
I like the people I know.
Yeah. Yeah, I like most people, I think.
Yeah.
Some people I really hate. I've just remembered. We sound like 8-year-olds. I like some people, but there are other people who are not my friends. I really hate them. They're nasty to me. You know, yeah. Who's your best friend?
I thought I was your best friend.
Yeah, some people, like, do you find that there's a certain type of person you dislike?
Yes.
Yeah. How would you describe that person?
Do you know what? I really judge harshly large groups of men.
Right.
On the train.
Right.
Being
right.
a bit loud and shouty. And
it's like there's a real visceral hatred of those type of people.
Yeah, yeah.
Who are
yeah.
like, I don't know if it's born out of like anxiety or like discomfort. Like, I think, something's going to kick off. They're drunk. It's 11 p.m. Do you know what I mean? You've spotted maybe, I don't know, a Chinese lady or the other side of you. Like, they're going to say something horrible to her, or they're going to pick on those girls there. Or so.
Yeah.
There's something you go, something's going to... And you sort of get wound up in your head.
Yeah.
Even though probably nothing will happen.
They're probably just having a really good time.
Yeah, right, right.
And they're probably really nice right. people. But right. I'm like, he's got loafers and no socks on.
Yeah.
Asshole. What an asshole.
But sort of the weird thing about this, we'd be the least likely target of that group as like two yeah. white men on a train.
Yeah.
We're fine, like... You know, but then you look around the train, you go, I don't know what it's like for other people on that train. If you're a woman or an ethnic minority, you see that a load of people like that come on, you go, oh, fucking hell, what's going to happen here?
Yeah, exactly.
It's
that,
like constant
yeah.
anxiety. I don't know. Maybe I'm being patronising now. I have no idea. But I know what you mean. Like that type of situation, you go, oh. There's something about trains as well at night.
Yep.
With that particular situation, because you're sort of isolated. You're in a carriage. And you're sort of responsible if something does happen. You can't opt out. What are you going to do? You're just going to watch something happen.
Yeah,
or, you
exactly.
know, there's it's sort of tense, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, 7 minutes to Deptford. I hope it kicks off in Catford so I don't have to deal with it.
But Jake gets it a lot.
Please don't stab anyone till Forest Hill.
I've got time for this.
Yeah. I've got to get home and watch Love Island, please.
I do. I'm judgmental in my head. I'm terribly judgmental. And even to the point, I'll see someone and I'll make a judgment.
Yeah.
And then in my own head, I go, you're a fucking dickhead. Why are you saying that in your own head about that person? You don't know them.
Yeah.
And it's normally when I'm tired.
Yeah.
When I'm tired, I'm in a different mood and I don't like anyone.
Yeah.
And everyone's an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tend to do that. But yeah, trains is a weird one. Jade gets it all the time because she's a curvy girl and she wears... Like she said, like one day she came in, she was really upset. She's like, it's happened again. Someone's giving me shit on the train. I'm like, well, you know, you're 5'11", you're a curvy girl and you're dressed like Beetlejuice. Some shit's... These people can't handle that.
Yeah.
She wasn't happy that I'd said that.
No. Might have made it a bit worse.
It didn't sound like I was being very caring.
It was worse than what the other people said.
I'll get it home now.
Yeah, yeah.
But you have... Do you have any advice?
In general?
Yeah.
I do try and have certain... I do certain things to help me. Like, I do have a morning routine.
Mm.
I keep my phone in the other room now. A bit of stretching in the morning.
Yeah.
Do a bit of exercise. Have a good breakfast.
Yeah.
Have a wank. No, I don't do that. Sometimes I do. What am I lying?
I feel sometimes I just have to, just to take the edge off.
Yeah, I think you've got to clean out the pipes, haven't you? Yeah.
Producer Paul's doing one now. Those are fake arms.
Why'd you go into that much trouble to have a wank? Just constructed
arms.
These amazing arms just to have a wank under a desk every time I record a podcast.
He's always reading that same book.
Yeah. He's got his hands clasped like that.
But his eyes are so intense. He really looks at you, doesn't he?
But I went for a stage about 5 years ago, maybe a bit more than that, where I got rid of a lot of things that I found enormously helpful.
Oh, yeah. Like decluttering.
Decluttering.
Mm.
Things I thought I needed, but I didn't.
Yeah.
Things where you go, oh, no, I can't throw that away. And this is way before Marie Kondo and all that shit. Or, you know.
Are you saying you invented this?
I basically invented it and she copied me. Which is a pity.
But good on her.
No, I didn't. I actually read a different book called Goodbye Things that it's about Japanese minimalism, and it was this guy who was overwhelmed with the things he owned. He lived in an apartment in Tokyo where everyone lives in high rises. People got too much stuff, so he's like, and he's in this book he showed pictures of what his apartment used to look like, and it was chaotic. It's like, you know, stuff everywhere. And I think I used to have that problem of like too much stuff.
Yes.
But and then you stop, and then, but if I mostly I say this to people and they go, oh, I couldn't do that. And that sort of gets on my nerves a bit when people don't entertain the idea. I don't mind if people go, do you know what? I looked into this, it's not for me. It doesn't mean getting rid of everything you own. It's just like, if you've got a lot of stuff crowding your field of vision all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, not everyone's the same, but as you say, like, they've made it into an industry now and talk about minimalism. But really, it's what you said, it's decluttering. You're having a clear out, that's yeah. it. It's very satisfying if just every couple of months get a big dustbin sack out and go, do I need this? Like, do you know what I mean? Chuck it out, yeah. Give it to a charity shop. Clothes that you never wear, all that stuff.
Yeah.
You
know?
It's useful. Yeah. It does make you feel better.
You're absolutely right. I've done that a few times.
Right.
And there's just fewer things to worry about. I remember...
Yeah.
I was living in Maidstone and then I left and I'd left a load of stuff in the flat and then the guy that I was renting from just got rid of it all.
Right.
And there was a few months where I didn't have a lot and it was like, yeah. It was absolutely, I was a bit gutted about some of it, but a lot of it I'm like, oh, I just feel better.
Yeah.
I'm not have to worry about this
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
And since then I've built it all back up again and I'm just yeah. surrounded by all sorts.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it's easy yeah. to accumulate again.
Yeah.
Totally books and things like that. You go in a charity shop, you go, oh, meaning to read that, you're never going to read it. It goes on a pile. Same as the old books, you're not going to reread them. Keeping them on the shelf. I might reread that one day. You'll never reread
it. It's literally so if someone comes around, they go, oh,
right.
Oh, look at you
exactly,
reading that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like cultural capital. You can go, I've got this. People like to do that, don't they? Go, oh, I've got that book. Like, oh, have you? Well done.
Have you read it? No.
Yeah.
Have you read it? No.
No. You notice as well, people usually, there's some crossover with the same kind of books or exactly the same titles. You go, oh, you've got Easy Riders, Raging Bulls, or whatever it is.
Yeah,
or like,
yeah,
there's
yeah.
certain books that are on everyone's bookshelf.
Yeah.
Or certain DVDs or whatever. The people that you know, like, oh, okay, they've got that as well.
They've got that, yeah, Godfather yeah. box set.
Right.
And then there's that book, The Art of Not Giving a Fuck.
Right,
or some,
yeah, yeah,
some
yeah.
some similar self-help
yeah.
book. And
yeah.
you're like, well, I know yeah. you, and I know you yeah. give a fuck, so
yeah,
so get
yeah.
rid of that.
But there's also, like, there's also an anxiety around negative space. Like I don't own a rug or a carpet. When people see my videos, they go, God, sometimes people comment, they go, the walls are really bare. Well, that's what you want to, is this what you want to talk about?
Like, I've thought that though.
Yeah. So, well, some people reply and they go, where's the sofa gone? Because sometimes there's a sofa behind me.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes it's just out of shot, but it's there.
Because I've seen it sometimes, I'm like, it looks like you're in a doctor's surgery.
Right. Well, the room is like that. There's not much, and it's simply because I don't want to spend a lot of time hoovering and stuff like that. I also like, sort of like it when, if anyone comes around, they go, you should put something on the wall there. And I quite like that. I go, why? Like, because people feel anxious about negative space. They're like, no, this is because it's the void. They're just looking into a void. They go, no, this needs to be.
This needs something for me to
look at. I go, no. You're going to have to talk. You're going to have to be interesting because there's nothing here to distract you. Nothing. Imagine being friends with me. So intense. Should we go around to a house? Oh, I can't bear it. It's just going to be like, oh,
it's just, God. There's no furniture. It's just two
yeah.
chairs facing
yeah.
each other in the lounge.
Yeah, it's like a mental home. It's like the worst therapy.
You're going to have to talk to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't even keep things for like guests and things like that. A plumber came around a couple of weeks ago, like fits a radiator. He goes, I said, do you want a coffee or something like that? And he goes, yeah, just a coffee with milk, please. And I went into the kitchen and I realised that I didn't have any coffee because I stopped drinking it at that point. I just had decaf. I went, I felt like a wanker, first of all, because I was like, I've got decaf. Oh, half expected him to go, all right, Greta. I said, oh, I've only got decaf. And it got worse. He went, oh, yeah, decaf's fine. Yeah, yeah, he's just carried on doing his work. He goes, decaf's fine. And then I opened the fridge, and all I had was almond milk, because I don't drink dairy. So I was like, I can't. And I had to make it into a joke. And I went, oh, it gets worse. I've only got almond milk. Like, I wish I'd come into the room and go, you never believe this. I am such a cunt. I'm the worst. You're going to hate me right now. I don't drink dairy or caffeine.
Still want that drink, John?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. He sort of looked at me like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. Snowflake. All right, Greta.
Yeah. Yeah. This, oh God, that's another example of an anxiety of like someone coming into your house and judging you.
And you do that fake laugh as well when you're embarrassed and you're, oh
yeah.
sorry mate, I've got any
yeah.
spoons, don't use spoons.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, you're living your life how you want to live it. They've yeah. come into your house.
Yeah, you should just have the courage to say to them, I don't want to own a fucking spoon. I hate them. Yeah. I've always hated them.
They're really bad for the planet, spoons.
Yeah, yeah. Did you not hear about the spoons? Yeah.
Bring your own fucking spoon. You want a spoon,
yeah, yeah,
mate?
Yeah. Well, my charity. Some of them people say that. What is a charity?
Yeah. Oh, man.
You literally so, ask for one thing. Excuse me, you got the time? Well, my fucking charity.
Would your last slave die off? What?
Yeah. Yeah,
mate.
Yeah. Can you stop treading on my foot, please?
Oh, all right, mate. Oh, Greta. Are you gigging anywhere?
No,
don't gig at all.
No, I've got. I'm going to be doing another cinema show. I do a show at the Prince Charles where cinema, a show of my films.
How did the last one? It went well, didn't it?
Yeah,
someone stole your sunglasses in your hat.
Someone stole my sunglasses and my hat at the first show. I had a little joke, just a little joke. As people walked in, I was wearing sunglasses and a beret.
I saw
nice
that.
Little joke.
The director.
Yeah, it didn't make much sense, but no one did. People laugh at it? Doesn't matter. It does
you
not matter.
Happy.
The point is, I was happy. Did everyone see it? No. What I didn't realise is people filter in through different doors. So about 17 people saw me in a beret and sunglasses. It didn't make any sense. And I got them stolen. So a thief stole them.
Probably someone saw you in it and went, I'm not having him go out like this again.
Yeah. I'm doing him a favour here.
Yeah. He'll thank me later. One day he'll thank me.
But I mention it quite a lot, the sunglasses, and because you can't get those sunglasses anymore. It's quite annoying. The beret I'm less worried about. It's the principle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You invited people into your night.
Yeah.
And they pissed on you.
Yeah. Yeah, nice, they pissed on me. Yeah. Yeah.
Have you checked eBay?
I have actually. Yeah, I genuinely have. Not because I thought they'd show up, but to get another pair. Maybe that's what you meant. Did you mean that?
No,
did you mean to check the stolen ones? All right. Sorry, I credited you with more kindness than... sorry, I forgot you were horrible.
I'm getting you back for that 5 years ago.
Yeah. Harbour that resentment. Yeah. But no, didn't see any on there. There is an ending to this.
Is there?
Anecdote, but it's even more tedious than the build-up. They're from Qubits, the glasses store, which you might know. And I went into Qubits because they don't make these glasses anymore. I said, I don't suppose you make these glasses. And they said, actually, we can get them from head office. So there's a sort of happy ending.
So you can get them?
You can still get them, but I didn't because it would have annoyed me too much that the originals haven't been returned. And if you're listening, there's still time. I won't prosecute.
Is it an open door?
It's an open door. Whenever. Anytime you want to beg for forgiveness and return what doesn't belong to you, I'm happy to receive them. Just deposit them. I think I said this on Twitter or Instagram. I said, just leave them outside the front door of the Prince Charles. I've notified the cinema that you're going to return them. We'll say no more about it. You can do it anonymously.
An amnesty.
An amnesty, yeah. Yeah. But it never happened.
Bastard.
There's a part of me that thinks maybe they were still in the room and someone from the cinema took them. But I have questioned all the staff there that night. And when I say questioned, I do mean questioned.
Are you going back there with the next night?
Got it booked in yet, but it will be in the next couple of months, I guess.
We'll probably edit this out then.
Yeah, I've got... basically, about 10 minutes ago when you said, have I got anything to plug? I should have said no. But I've gone on this slightly long-winded tangent about a pair of stolen sunglasses that's sort of gone nowhere.
And then blame the venue.
Yeah.
That you
blame the venue. Probably won't let me show the film again. So in fact, this podcast has gone quite badly for me. I was already thinking to myself, I've said yeah too much. I was going, yeah, yeah, and then laughing too. I said stupid things.
Well,
keep the Holocaust stuff in, though.
Oh, man. This has been great. Thank you for coming down.
Thanks for having me.
Insane in the membrane.
Made by darkhorsedigital.co.uk. Shooting, live streaming, and podcast production. Your next episode is a podcast for people bursting into their 40s, 50s and beyond.
Talking to people like Laura Dodsworth.
One thing I didn't consider at all with manhood until I'm in my first shoot and I thought, what the fuck am I doing? I was on my knees in front of a man I don't know at all photographing his penis. I thought, oh, I'm going to be doing this 100 times.
And people like Sober Dave.
When you give up drinking, you feel everything. You know, all your emotions come out because before you'd numb them before. So all of a sudden it's like, what is this? What? How am I going to deal with this? Mm. You know, before it'd be, oh, I'd just get drunk and it'd go away.
I'm Amy.
I'm Louise.
Join us for your next episode.
By your favourite podcast app.
Thank you so much for coming down. Really appreciate it. Insane in the Membrane podcast.
Insane in the Membrane is back for another live podcast recording on Sunday the 23rd of February.
I found that through humour, people open up and we have a laugh, and I really appreciate you coming down and doing this.
This is an intimate live show with comedian Rich Wilson and very special surprise guest in front of a small audience at the Pleasance Islington. In fact, you are so close to the comedians, you could probably lick them.
We can have a laugh while we do it. I think that's what I'm trying to show with the podcast.
Insane in the Membrane live at the Pleasance, Sunday, Feb 23rd at 7:30 p.m. Just £5. Nearest tube, Caledonian Road, Piccadilly Line. Dead easy, no excuses.
You did great, Rich.
Thanks, Bob. You did
well.
You're
great.
Thank you.
Click the link in the show description for this episode on your podcast app or go to pleasance.co.uk.
What do we do now?
I don't know. I think that's it. Thanks for coming. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Insane in the Membrane.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Made by darkhorsedigital.co.uk. Shooting, live streaming, and podcast production.